Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
Hazel Noble loves her job managing the mares at High Country Ranch. As the foaling season begins, she gets to spend even more time with the horses and with her secret crush, Maverick Oakley, the owner of High Country Ranch and her brother Sterling's best friend. When Maverick unwittingly ruins Sterling's wedding, he goes from best friend to worst enemy. With the rift between their families, Maverick is faced with the possibility of losing Hazel, and he can no longer deny how much he's always cared about her. Trouble is that he and Sterling made a vow not to court each other's sisters, and he doesn't want to break his word and cause further problems. Maverick gathers the courage to speak with Sterling about their vow, but Sterling demands that he stays away from Hazel. When a tragic accident strikes, Maverick is forced to finally choose where his loyalties lie, with his best friend or his best friend's sister. After pushing Hazel away, will he be too late to win her heart?
Oh, always the drama. Always the drama. What did you think about how this one opened up with the whole wedding scene debacle?
It hooked me right away.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, woohoo, what's going on here?
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, what a mix-up this is going to cause.
I kept thinking, Maverick, you shouldn't have picked Violet up.
I kept thinking, why'd you pick her up? Why do you keep calling her darling?
Well, later on in the book, you find out he's just a big old flirt. But yeah.
Yeah. He calls everybody darling. Yeah.
But that was like, oh, you messed up by picking her up. I know you were thinking you were doing a good thing, but yeah.
Yeah.
You messed up. So
I did feel bad for Sterling, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did read that she has another series coming out for Sterling.
Good.
Well, I think we'll start that series.
Yes.
It'll be the Noble Ranch series.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, it's in the very end of the last book. She's doing one on them, on the Noble Ranch.
Because I was wondering.
Me too. I was like, oh my gosh, are we not going to find anything about Sterling?
Because they really don't mention him a lot after this book.
No, he's really not mentioned much at all, is he? Okay. So then she just continues to work. Mm-hmm. Or Maverick's family. What did you think about some of the scenarios that they got into? You know, with like she's there late doing the foaling and stuff.
Why is everybody staring at me?
Well,
like, oh, you mean like when they spent the night?
We love to put you on the spot, make you feel a little uncomfortable.
Well, as I was reading the books, I did text you to make sure you were okay
some
of these scenarios.
Oh, you're the one that texted me,
Dad? Okay. Now she checks on me during the scary ones. I check on her during the lovey-dovey ones.
I love it.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, she don't like the lovey. Yeah, how
did you react to
tell
the level
us,
of
Jessica.
Romance in this series?
Holy guys.
I mean, it's okay. I wouldn't say they were like my favorite. Like, my favorite book was definitely number 3 out of probably all of them. But it wasn't too bad. Some of it had books had it, I thought, more than others, kind of. But
yeah,
I just read it.
Okay. She's so funny.
The romance, it was there, but it wasn't over. But what I thought was funny is they had a crush on each other. But it's like they neither one wanted to let the other one know that.
Yeah, I know. I think it's just because the brother or Maverick was best friends with Hazel's brother. So I think there was this like, you don't cross the line. The bro code, right?
That's why I was like, what is this bro code? You need to fix this.
I mean, wouldn't you be happy that your best friend that you know and trust is the one that your sister is going to be married to? Like, you could trust him with your sister? Yeah. I don't know.
Because you like, but you also know all the good and the bad about your best friend.
That's true. Very true. What did you think then? Like, okay, so Maverick and Sterling had this thing that they said they would help each other with their proposals when it was time. What did you think about that?
Well, that was kind of sweet.
Yeah.
How they had already figured that out.
Yeah.
Because I don't think guys like do that today, but like back then.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Like, do they even talk about that? Like, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he had this whole thing. Yeah. He just had this whole thing set. Both of them did.
They did. They did. And then I feel like it took Maverick a little bit to figure out that Sterling had set up his perfect proposal place or whatever.
Yes. But then he didn't even use it.
I know.
Yeah, but Hazel knew that was like.
Yes.
Did she know?
Well, she when part of in that story when they were like, oh, he's taking me up here. She realized that this was like where it was at. But then he had put the picnic away by then. Or
Yeah.
But I like how she handled it. And she took herself. And then he went into town.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you like how that
I
went.
Like that. That was sweet.
Did
any of them in the book actually have an actual wedding that they invited people to?
No.
No, I didn't think so. I mean, I was a little shocked. Like, you didn't want a wedding with any of your family?
Yeah. Nope. They just wanted that person with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just, yeah.
Yeah, Hazel was just like, nope, we're going to go into town. And then
they
just got married, went back and said, we're married now. It was kind of cute, though.
Yeah. I feel like everybody in all of them were like, finally.
Yeah. I mean, like, everybody knew they liked each other. And
Right.
What did you think about his accident, though? Did you see that coming?
No, one threw me for a loop. It was pretty bad.
I'm trying to remember.
I just figured, you know, he's just going to go walk off and just have a little time, but he was too much thinking about stuff. I'm guessing he's not paying attention to where he was at, and I thought for sure he was going to get seriously injured.
Well, like,
like, worse than what he did, like.
Like, permanently.
Permanently. Because after the doctor looked at him, I was a little worried, like. Mm-hmm. With what the doctor was saying.
Yeah, I thought the book was going to go a different route at that point for a little bit.
Yeah. I would agree. I thought, man, or there'd be a longer recovery time.
Yes.
But
he was, I think it should have been longer. He was just too determined to not listen. He wanted to do his own thing.
What do you think about, the makeup of the family? So there's Maverick and his two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have two adopted brothers.
But he has an older brother, too.
They do have an older brother.
Which I didn't realize. But it's like an older brother, too.
I wonder if that older brother was in another series. This is spun off. Do you know what that series was?
It was the Christmas one in the tail end of one of her other series we read.
Yeah.
And it was his story.
Yeah, I want to say his name Ward or something like that.
Oh, okay. So we'll have to swoop back and read that one. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the levels in this. So we'll start with the drama level.
I feel like it starts off the bat with a lot of drama.
A latte.
But we didn't answer that question you asked about the family dynamics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We're recording in the morning, and I apparently need a little more of my coffee. So let's circle back. What do you think about that family dynamics, that setup? Because the two adopted brothers bring in a unique storyline.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
have a very unique storyline. Yes, they do.
I mean, I'm glad that this family was where they were and was able to help them. Because when you hear about the two brothers that they adopted, their situation's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But it did bring a lot of Yeah.
They're very close. They help each other. I mean, the dynamics, when one of them needs help, the rest of them come together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're very close that way.
And I think if you never mentioned they were adopted, you would have never known.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Because they're just a very close-knit brother. They just call them brothers and
sisters. Well, and the whole family's close-knit. Yeah. I mean, and the three that aren't, you know, the three that really are brothers, sisters, they don't treat the other two any different.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know.
Yeah.
Something else I just thought about is I felt bad for Maverick with what happened with his dad.
Yeah.
And him dealing with that.
Yeah.
Like he just couldn't get over blaming himself. Mm-hmm. And you finally get to see what happened. Like in the story, she finally explains it, which his dad didn't hold anything against him. I mean,
mm-mm.
You could tell his dad knew what was going to happen, but.
But then that led to his mom basically dying from being heartbroken.
Mm-hmm. And then his two adopted brothers not getting along. So he felt he was responsible for the whole family just falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he dealt with it, though, in the book.
Yeah.
You know.
But see, it comes out he's not the reason why his adopted brothers are not getting along.
No.
So.
Yeah. Quite interesting when you hear about the adopted brothers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a story in itself.
Yeah. So we'll get into those here in a couple books.
Mm-hmm.
A couple episodes from now. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now are we ready to do our ratings?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let's talk about the drama level. And just a reminder for anyone who's new to the podcast, too, we do our ratings based off coffee. So an espresso means there's a little bit of that element in the story. A mocha means there's a medium amount. And a latte means there's a lot. So for drama, what do you think?
Latte.
Okay, I would agree. There is a latte, and you're right. It kicks off on the first page.
Yeah.
What about the mystery level?
Espresso.
I'd agree.
Mm-hmm.
Espresso.
Yeah.
There's not really a mystery.
There's not a mystery.
No. What about the suspense level?
Espresso.
Yep.
Espresso.
I would agree. Espresso's all around on that one.
Yeah.
What about the inspirational level?
Espresso. I'd say espresso.
Yeah. I don't think these were part of her inspiration series because she'll write just historical romance and then she also has historical inspirational
There
romance.
Might be one or two lines where it's mentioned in something, but in the book, it's but really it's mainly not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the romance level?
Latte.
I mean, it could have been. No, a latte.
You're going to go latte?
Yeah.
Everyone's going latte, and I'm going, I like mocha to latte.
Yeah. I would say mocha to latte, too.
Okay, mom's with me here. Mocha to latte.
Latte. I mean, they're a romance
book. These
two
are the lower. No.
No, I was teasing her.
This one
here. They're all like a romance.
A kiss for her is latte.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm glad that we each have different views because our listeners have different views and tastes too when they're looking at, you know, do I want to try out this book?
Yeah.
So it's good that we each can share our own thoughts on it.
They're all latte. Extra large latte.
Really? I didn't think they came close to like, I put Julie Lessman probably in that.
Well,
category.
Yeah. But I mean, I would say they're all latte.
Yeah.
But I will say the author community would say too that like Jody is high on the romance.
Yes, so, she is. Yeah.
Which is okay because there's some of us that really love that but want a clean read when we read the high romance.
But if you look, like there's other authors where I put them in inspirational. But if you go and you look at their list, they're like, oh, this is romance. But they write, I think they're clean. But
They're clean.
Just,
they just kind of
go back and forth. On
they may
stuff.
Not have that spiritual element.
But they're clean.
But they're clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that wraps. Oh, wait. No. We have to do our lasso ratings.
Oh, my.
I am like way off this morning, guys. Okay. Lasso. So, again, anyone new? One lasso is a throw and a miss. Two lassos, it's a hook. And three lassos, you're hooked and hogtied.
I would say a 2 on this one.
Okay.
I'm going 3 because I just wanted to go keep going to the next book right away. So
me too. I love this series.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm going to go 3 as well because I read through them so fast. And I was hooked, like, I need to keep going. Because then, because she always leaves a little bit, you know, of the next couple in there. So then you're like, whoa, what happened with them?
Yeah, let's read the next. Come on, we got to keep going here.
Yeah. All right, so that is our overview of Waiting for the Rancher, which is the first book in Jodi Hedlund's High Country Ranch series. And next week, we'll talk about book 2, which is Willing to Wed the Rancher.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.